Well, it's been a big week for linebacker Michael Kendricks, a new contract, getting back on the field, ready for the Green Bay Packers. We welcome you into our studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Michael Kendricks. Congratulations on the deal.
Thank you.
Let's talk about football, shall we?
Yeah.
How's it coming along?
It's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Michael Kendricks from the time you were drafted to now. So many things that have happened, you know, changing positions. And it's been a great deal of maturity that you have, learning, adjusting to new coaching. Mm-hmm. As you look at it, Michael, what's been the key to your success?
I think the key to my success is just, you know, sticking in there, reaching out to those who have been through it and finding comfort through them and their advice and just sticking through things. You know, this game is crazy along with the business side of things. And it does take a level of maturity to handle everything that comes with being an NFL superstar.
Here we go. For those on the outside or those who are, you know, those kids who are coming up through the college ranks who aspire to be an NFL player, I mean, how much different is it from what you thought it was to what it really is?
The game, it's the same. The business side of things, it changes. And nonetheless, it's still the game that we all love to play. You know, growing up, I had dreams of being where I'm at now, and now I'm here, and now I wish I was back there as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, you have so much more responsibilities as a grown man. You got to take the good with the bad, bad with the good, and yeah.
What are the responsibilities? Is money a responsibility?
Oh, definitely. Money is a huge responsibility. Keeping track of that, managing your own accounts, and staying on top of that, and understanding spending and what needs to happen as far as, you know, your interest rates, what are you getting on your returns. There's a bunch of stuff that you need to know when it comes to financials. And for a young guy coming into the league, getting thrown $1 million, growing up, you think $1 million is everything. You get $1 million and you understand that it can go like that. And there are certain things you have to do to offset your spending. And that all takes maturity. That takes time. That takes effort, like anything else that you do. You know, I put time into reading financial books, and just like I read my playbook. So there's a lot of things that you have to do off the field.
Your brother was drafted by the Vikings this past spring.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give him all these kind of advice, lay the groundwork for him?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anything I've already been through, I'm going to make sure he at least knows. I'm not too sure how he's going to handle it when he gets to that point, but he'll go through the same exact things that I've been through. And the way he handles it is going to be the way he handles it, but all I can do is just tell him, hey, this is what I did, this is what's coming, and expect it and be ready, yeah.
Do you have brotherly conversations during the course of the summer, during training camp?
Yeah. He was like, man, it's hard out here. What do I do? I'm just like, man, just be yourself. Just do your thing. Work on one craft a day and just focus on that and try to get better on that. Once you have that down, move on to the next. So, I mean, there's little brotherly conversations like that throughout training camp.
As you look back on it, Michael, going from outside linebacker in a 4-3 to inside linebacker in a 3-4, and you can admit it now because you've mastered it. You know, you've mm-hmm. Were you concerned that you might not become the best player you could be moving inside?
No, I was excited about that. When I was playing in the first defense, my first training camp, it was so hard. I mean, we were in a wide nine.
Oh, right.
We had linemen shooting upfield, three steps upfield first before making any reads. And there were times where I would get a tackle and a tight end on me, double teaming me, and I was responsible for the A to D gap. That's like you have to literally have an S on your chest.
Right.
And I didn't.
And
at the time.
And then dropping back on these 6'6" tight
back.
Ends, right?
Well, that's not the problem. It's being able to get off a double team and covering A to D gap. Needless to say, it was very hard, and I questioned my ability at one point in time. You know, I called my coach back at Cal, my position coach, and he just told me, it's the NFL. What do you expect? You know, just stick in there and just keep grinding, keep working, and you'll get the hang of it. And sure enough, my second year around, we changed defenses, and I was a lot better off.
What's next for you as a football player? Where do you go from here? I mean, are you
I think from here you set a goal and you reach and you strive to reach that goal. And right now my goal is to, one, win a Super Bowl, two, to become the best leader I can become, three, to become the best inside rushing linebacker in the league, four, to bring along those players that want to be great with me. And if I can focus on those things, I think that will be good.
Inside rushing linebacker, you've mentioned that a couple times. Might we see Michael Kendricks get up the field on a pass rush, design pass rush, a little bit more than it happens a few?
Maybe not. You know. No, I mean, maybe not. I mean, it's all within game plan and what these coaches want to do. But I know that if I do get my name called, I'm going to make the most of it. And I want to do a better job of understanding, like, what's going on in front of me so I can actually see it happen before the ball is even snapped. And, you know, you'll hear players harp about that all the time, knowing what's going on before the ball snapped. Once you get that down, you're able to play at a whole nother speed. And I'm pretty fast as it is, so that's even better.
Don't get mad when I ask you this, but I want to ask you this because I know you'll give me an honest answer. Right. Last question.
Yeah.
Will money make you soft?
Hell no. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you just said it.
No.
What will money do to you now that you've got some security? Hunger. Where's the hunger?
Money, I don't know. Like, what will money do to me? Money will help my family out. But I'm not doing this for the money. I never once started playing football for money. I just love this game. I'd probably do it for free.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone else that.
You already signed a contract. Yeah, you can say it all you want now. It doesn't matter.
But what I'm trying to say is, dude, this game is a brutal game. This game is, it's a 12-hour job. It's a 12-hour-a-day type of job where you come in, you put in your work 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying?
Your passion shows. Yeah. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, man.
Great work ahead. Michael Kendricks, we thank you for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.